Welcome to your Weekend Pulse. I'm Edmundo Resendez. Sitting with me inside the KRWG studios is Lorena Sanchez, Pulse editor for the Las Cruces Sun News. Lorena, it is the holiday season and lots to do, which is exciting and fun.
Yeah, so we have a lot of holiday events coming up, and so you'll probably get tired of them, but I think they're well worth it.
Exactly, and a lot of these are free.
Yes, so a lot of them are free. So we can start off with the Mesilla Valley Bosque State Park. They always have their annual scavenger hunt. That is going to be Saturday morning from 10 to 2. And that, like you said, the event itself is free. It's only $5 for an entrance fee into the park, though. So I don't think that's too bad. And the event also includes Santa. Some holiday music, an outdoor fire, hot chocolate, and cookies. So
that's happening Saturday. And again, the Mesilla Valley Bosque State Park scavenger hunt from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And the annual event, the tree lighting in Las Cruces.
Yeah, so people should probably take note. It's moved from over by the library. Now the event is going to be taking place on the new Las Cruces Plaza, and that is going to be Saturday. So they're putting up this humongous tree. They've already started building it in the center of the plaza. They're going to be lighting it up on Saturday. 40 feet tall, 16 feet wide. So it's pretty big.
That's a big tree.
It is a pretty big tree. Of course,
lots of lights.
Lots of lights. It's going to be a really big event, and I'm excited. They're hosting a lot of events on the plaza, and they've all been really good. And this, again, like you said, is free. So it's live music, carolers, food, refreshments, and Santa usually makes an appearance.
So that's happening, the annual tree lighting.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a show that's coming up that's not necessarily free, but definitely worth the price of admission.
Yeah, if this has been a tradition in Las Cruces for a really long time. 21 years this has been going on. It's the Living Christmas Tree over at First Baptist Church. So if you didn't know, they're actually going to be moving into a new place off the East Mesa. And so this is kind of what they're touting as their final year, just because they don't know if their new building is going to house the huge structure that they used to put this show on. But if you've never been, I recommend you go. If you have been, this would be a nice little kind of farewell to the event. If you've never been, it's a huge tree-shaped structure, and there's people in it, and they're singing. So that's kind of a nice little draw. And then it also tells the story, of course, of Christmas. So if you want to check that out, it's only $5 for admission, and then kids 3 and younger get in free.
And that's at the First Baptist Church.
And that's December 10th.
December 10th, okay. Mm-hmm. So that's next week. Mm-hmm. And Taste for Your Impulse got the game 2 extra innings.
Yeah, so if you didn't know, there's another game. It's on the East Mesa. It's a little hidden, but it's a really big. You can't miss it, though, once you're close over there.
You can't miss it, no.
It's a two-story building. So what I like about this is there's an outdoor patio. It's two stories, and if you want to go check it out, it has the same menu as the game over here off of University. But they added a new lunch special menu, so if you want to check it out, you're over on the East Mesa and you need a quick lunch break, head over there.
Okay, so that's your Weekend Pulse on KRWG. I'm Edmundo Resendez. Thank you.
Thank you.